Blog Talk Radio.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
Good morning, good morning, TPV listeners. That's right, rise and shine. This is the Caribbean Pepper Pot coming to you bright and early this morning. This is Nisa's Touch, and I am your host. This morning, we're going to be talking about tearing down strongholds, people. Yes, family and friends, we're going to talk about tearing it down. You know, I'm also going to give you this morning 8 steps to break spiritual strongholds. But if you don't know what's a stronghold, I'm going to tell you what's a stronghold, and then I'm going to tell you how to break that spiritual stronghold this morning. But before we start, we're going to talk, I'm going to give you the nugget of the morning. And it's called Cinderella's Rescue. Jesus called his disciple friends. He likewise regards us with deep affection. Good friendship is characterized by growth. Friendship with the God of heaven has the most room for growth because of his inexhaustible greatness. Yet our relationship with Christ goes even beyond friendship. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. It's amazing, even that we'll be invited to the King wedding. What's beyond amazing is that we'll be the bride. And there's an intimacy between husband and wife that includes close friends, yet also transcends it. Of Christ will signal not only the Father rescuing his children, but also bringing the bridegroom rescuing his bride. As the church, we're part of the ultimate Cinderella story. Rescue from a home where we're labor, often without appreciation or reward. One day we'll be taken into the arms of the prince and whisked away to live in his palace forever. So, you know, family and friends, regardless of what, you know, what sins you commit or whatever, once you give yourself to Christ, he will rescue us from whatever we're going through. So, you know, don't be afraid to give yourself to God. You know, don't be afraid to keep your faith, because, you know, God is the Almighty. He is the Almighty rescue for us. So we're going to get into some music and stuff this morning. Then I'm going to come back and give you what exactly is a stronghold, how to tear it down, and 8 ways to break spiritual stronghold. Yes, family, 8 ways to break it. So we're going to get into some commercial, get into our first song of the morning, and then we're going to come back and tear it down. Yes, family, tear it down. Thank you for listening to TPV Radio Network. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. TPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nisa's Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
DJ, turn it up.
Let's go.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Blessings, family. This is Pastor Christopher Newton. We are celebrating our fourth year of ministry, and we're going to do it big by having a 2015 Nissan Altima car raffle. Yes, that's right. It's only a $30 donation. So get your name drawn in, and on July 4th, Independence Day, we're going to announce the winner of our raffle on Facebook Live at PPV Ministries. And walk with us. Let's go.
Worrying, الله الله أكبر محمد رسول الله يا حبيب الله الله
إبراهيم خليل الله اسمعنا الرب هو على مالي خلق الله
لا إله إلا الله
بنوف ما أحليه بثبت على الجود ما كان يقوله
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر إنك أنت العليم الحكيم الله أكبر الله أكبر إنه هو التواب الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر فهدى والبشرى للمؤمنين الله أكبر الله أكبر إنك أنت السميع العليم فلم إن الله عزيز
Though we walk in the flesh, family and friends, we do not war according according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, people, but divinely powerful for destruction. It could destruct us. You know, our battle is planned, family and friends. It's planned according to the way this world fights earthly. Strategies are not our concern. So it's the battle that is, the spiritual warfare is a battle that is not planned according to this world fight. You know, our weapons are not physical for our warfare in a spiritual, for our warfare is in a spiritual nature. Rather than guns and tanks, our weapons are those armor of God and consist of the belt of truth buckled around our waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Take up the shield of faith, family and friends, with which we can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know, power comes from God alone. That's who gave us power. That's who has the power. God has the power. God comes to diminish spiritual strongholds. Like I said, a stronghold is the capability to affect our feelings. It affects our mind. It's molding to the way of thinking. So God plan is to demolish that spiritual stronghold. Stronghold is something that we face, you know. In Paul, his metaphor was we demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captivity every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So you have to be obedient to Christ. You have to stay in that faith, because then, you know, the devil will try to take over any way he could. You know, the argument of the philosophies, reasonings, and the schemes of the world, you know, the pretensions have to do with anything proud, man-centered, and self-confident. You know, the picture of Christians wearing his spiritual armor and bearing his spiritual weapons set out to conquer the world for Christ, family and friends. But he soon finds obstacles. The enemy has erected strong, fortified garrison to resist the truth and the threat of God's plan of redemption. So if you don't keep that faith, guess what? He's going to sweep in and take everything, because the devil trying to have his way. And if we sit down and we don't have that faith in God, he will have his way with us. That's why you have to keep that faith, keep that positive thinking. The minute you start to think negative and you give the devil just that needle point in your body, in your soul, in your mind, he's going to take it over. It's going to grow. And that's where he's going to take it over. That's where that stronghold comes in and take it over. There's a fortress of human reasoning reinforced with many arguments and the pretense of logic. There is the castle of passion with flaming battlements defended by lust, pleasure, and greed, family and friends. And there is the pinnacle of pride in which the human heart sits and reveals in thought of its own excellence. The enemy is firmly in Richard, these strongholds have been guarded for thousands of years, presenting a great wall of resistance to the truth. Now, you know, the devil ain't going to want us to hear the truth about God. He going to always have the negative. So you got to keep in that truth, keep in your Bible. John Warrior is us. Once you keep your faith and you keep struggling, God, we those Christian warrior family and friends, we use the weapon of God's choosing. The Bible is a weapon. Keeping your faith is a weapon. Else he would attack the strongholds. And by this malicious power of Christ, the walls are breached. Once Satan gets that, he would breach those walls. You know, the bastions of sins and error are battered down. The victorious Christian enters the ruins and leaves captivity as it were. Every and every human philosophy that had once proudly asserted its dependence from God. So everything comes from God, family and friends. It's, you know, like Joshua fighting the battle of Jericho. You know, that is an illustration of spiritual truth. That story, and you could find that story in Joshua 6 in the Bible, people. It will tell you the battle. It's there. Ain't nothing that we're going through in life. Ain't nothing that we have a life going on that God can't fix. Like I said, and like I always said, put it to the foot of the cross and give it to God. If we're going through anything, he could take it away. You know, sharing the gospel is not the only time we see resistance, but we could also face demonic strongholds in our life, in our family, in our church. Anyone who has fought addiction, struggled with pride, and to flee youthful lust, that's known as sin. The lack of faith and the worldly outlook on life are indeed strongholds, family. So if you fighting anything that you fighting in your life that is not positive, that is not good for you, that's a stronghold. That's something that holding you. They said the Lord building is his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18, people. What we need are Christian soldiers totally surrendered to the will of the Lord of hosts and who will use the spiritual weapon he provides, some trust in chariots and some in the horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God, Psalm 27. We shall remember his name. Psalm 27 says, what we need is Christian soldiers. How can we get Christian soldiers? You got to study your Bible. You got to know God's way, know his words. You got to know those things. You know, you got to keep in that righteous, for he is the I am, for he is the Messiah. Where do strongholds come from? Stronghold is built on deception and error. These errors and deception, which is from strongholds, can come from a wide variety of thought people, including in the same environment we live in. Those around us, our parents, or even demon spirits, these are where strongholds can come from. People could pick up a demon. It's there. It's things that we don't like to talk about, but anybody could pick up a demon. And the demon quickly builds one or more strongholds in your mind. Later on, you know, you have this feeling, you have this strange feeling about you, you don't know what it is. You know, we pick up a demon, we don't know how. Here it is. We're fighting a stronghold. We're fighting a demonic stronghold. This is where people have said people possess that. So those are demonic strongholds. If you keep your faith in God, he has the power to fight any battle. He has the power to fight off anything. Demonic bondage and stronghold. A person who has a demon beyond their strongholds may find it nearly impossible to tear them down and keep down. This is because the demon will be working hard to rebuild and to hold his stronghold in place. But if you have to believe in God, ain't no way he can win that battle, because guess what? God don't tear it down. God don't tear it down and take him away. you know, it's like hitting a brick wall. And even though it might seem to make progress, it seems like there's an effort are in vain because it keeps coming back. You know, these things in life keep coming back because we're not keeping positive. And this is because that a person likely to have a demon which is inside them and rebuilding and trying to hold that stronghold in place. But the devil should be driven out in Jesus' name. Keep praying. Keep positive. Talk to yourself in prayer every day, every minute. Keep with Jesus because he has our back. You do these things and the stronghold would come in easy and it would not be so quick to return. It would not come back that quick. Yes, you could pick it up. You could give your faith, but the minute you lose your faith and you take yourself away from God, yes, you're looking at a demonic bandage again. It could happen more than once, people. You could pick up a demon more than once. You could go through that demonic bandage more than once. But I got to tell you, how you can tear these strongholds. Said strongholds are built upon error and falsehood. It is through the truth that you can tear down such a faulty thinking pattern. It's all in your mind, people. It's all in your mind. The way you think, the negativity that you have in your mind. If you change the way you think, you could tear down these strongholds. You know, you have to begin to meditate on them. Meditate on the positive. Being that it's forming our mind, what is known as an imagination. Stop living in La La Land. Stop living in a fantasy world. You know, our mind could play tricks on us anytime, anywhere. But you have to meditate on the positivity. A false concept of what we believe to be true, but in reality is not. The Bible speaks out of these imagination clearly and show us how to tear them down. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You have to be obedient to Christ, family and friends. You have to be obedient. Obey and obedience. That's what you have to be to God. You have to be obedient and you have to obey. The renewing of our minds and strongholds. We know that strongholds are imaginations. Of course we know that. But it must be cast down, right? To cast them down, you have to transform through and renew through our minds. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, and that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you have to give yourself to God and be in his will. Give it to him and be in his will. His way, his will, family and friends. Our minds are renewed. We may prove discern what is good, acceptable, and perfect, and that will and the will of God. These are things that these are some of the things stronghold rise themselves against. You know, people, we are caught up in the shame-based thinking and do not realize that is God's will, family and friends. It's a good thing for us. To disassociate themselves from our past. Leave your past behind. I had a problem with that. I had a problem of leaving my past behind and just living over and over in my past. You know, as I tried to move on or, you know, I date somebody else before I married, you know, got married, I judged them according to what happened in my past. I never give them. That was my biggest stronghold, living in the past. Instead of leaving it in the past, I live in the past. You got to let it go. Let your past go. Our minds need to be renewed, family and friends. These strongholds, they come down, and they'll be able to see God will and respond. So once you respond and keep your faith in God, there's no reason that these strongholds will stay against us. But you have to renew your mind. You have to change your mind. You have to renew and cleanse your mind. Meditate on the positive. Through the washing of the water, our minds are transformed, family and friends. The strongholds are torn down. Spending time and meditating on the word of God washes our mind and corrects our mind of false thinking patterns. Let go of that stronghold. Stop, family and friends. There's no reason that God don't have your attention. And that's something I spoke about last night. Why God ain't have your attention? If God have your attention and you do things His way and you obey His words and be obedient to Him, there's no reason for us to go through negative strongholds. That He might suffer. I'm so sorry. That He might cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That He might present it to Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. It should be holy without blemish. Family and friends, wake up. Wake up. Stop living in the negative. Stop letting these strongholds take you over. Meditate. Meditation could wash your mind and fill it with God's word. God will transform the way you're thinking if you stay in His way and in His will. If you obey Him as the Father, He will transform our minds. Like I said, the mind is a very powerful thing, but once our mind is transformed, are we thinking positive and give it to God? He will perfect us in His way. He has the power to move and to remove anything. He has the power to build anything within us. You have to give Him your attention to break down these strongholds. Stop living in the negative. Stop living in the past. Let it go. Let it go. Renew your mind. Renew your mind and let go of these strongholds. Stronghold is based on error. It's based on the way we think. Let it go. Deception will not stand a chance as the light of God's word, which is truth, is shed upon us, upon our minds. Be in positive, think in positive, let the negative go, family and friends. Let it go. Clarify your mind and renew your mind in positive thinking and staying that positive. For He is the I Am, for He is the Messiah. We're going to play a little bit of music, and I'm going to come back and give you 8 steps to break down spiritual strongholds. So, we tear it down. I tell you what a stronghold is. I tell you what it could do to you. Man, your mind is a powerful thing, and once you're living in a negative, man, you could see things there that ain't left there. I don't think nobody wants to pick up a demon and to have that demonic bondage. So you want to stay in that positive. You want to meditate. You want to keep in the Bible. You want to keep it in God's word. You got to know His words and His way. Ain't nobody greater, family and friends. We're going to play some music, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you 8 steps to breaking down strongholds, family and friends. So, you're listening to TPV, the radio network. Thank you, family and friends, for tuning in. You guys have a blessed, blessed morning. We're going to come right back after these messages and songs.
Blessings, family. This is Pastor Christopher Newton. We are celebrating our 4th year of ministry.
and we're going to do it big by having a 2015 Nissan Altima car raffle. Yes, that's right. It's only a $30 donation. So get your name drawn in, and on July 4th, Independence Day, we're going to announce the winner of our raffle on Facebook Live at TPV Ministries, and walk with us. Let's go.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right. And you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends. Tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. TPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fett, Comestas. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
My soul has got to move.
There's a leak.
coming a little closer to home. Will you see me praising the Lord, y'all? I'm just moving closer to my heavenly home. Hey, move.
I'm moving home.
Yeah, move.
I'm moving home.
Oh, I'm moving home.
I'm moving home.
Moving home.
I'm moving home.
Oh, I've got another building.
A building that may fly.
Yes, family and friends, good morning. Thank you for listening to TPV Radio Network. We are live and direct this morning. And to back up some of what I was saying on strongholds, my niece Anne Marie, which is listening, give me some scriptures this morning. And to back me up on strongholds, the first one comes from John 4:24. God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word. The weapons of our warfare are not kind of muck, but might be through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Psalm 91, second, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power is a sound of mind. And you could also continue reading Matthew 10. Anne Marie is live and direct. I am going to tune her in so she could give us a little bit more. I highlight our spiritual strongholds, and you know, to just give us a word on a prayer this morning. Good morning, Anne Marie. Hello.
Good morning.
Anne Marie. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have you here
How
live
are you?
On Black Talk Radio. I'm good. I have you live here on Black Talk Radio. That's where we broadcasting with TPC Radio Network. And I have you here to just give us a little prayer and a little bit insight about strongholds this morning.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that God is the one in whom we should put our trust. We shall be mindful to keep our eyes upon the hills from where cometh our help. Our help comes from the
Amen.
Lord. There is nothing that we can do on our own. There's nothing that we can do by our own might, because the word says that we are nothing without him. We rely on the
Amen.
Spirit. We rely on the Holy Spirit who guides, directs, protects, and covers us in the name of Jesus. I'd just like to say a stronghold is that which the enemy uses to keep us in bondage. We all have come short of the glory of God. But one thing we must keep in mind, that God is a merciful and forgiving God. He says we have not because we ask not. If we go to him, if we humble ourselves, if we pray, if we turn away from our wicked ways, then will we hear from heaven. So he is calling us to come to him. Although he knows what you're going through, he wants us to come to him. Going to God is a sign of faith, a sign of trust. It's saying that, Father, we depend on you. We realize that you are our only source. You're the only one that can make a difference. You're the only one that can make a change. And when we learn to depend on God for everything, only then can we see the manifestation of his good work. I'd just like to encourage listeners, because many people walk around, and although we see the outer appearance, they appear to be well. And as we've heard a lot of times growing up, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It's also the workplace for the enemy. That's where he starts. And once he's able to captivate your mind, he's able to destroy your life. So we ask that you occupy your mind with the word of God, that you surround yourself with positive people, that you meditate on the word. He says that his word you should hide in your heart, so that way you might not sin against him. And once the word is in your heart, it's always there in time of battle. So I'd just like to encourage those who may be suffering from depression, who've lost loved ones, who are suffering, going through a very hard time. I will not stay long, but I can testify that God is a prayer answering God. Your prayer doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be prophetic. You just have to humble yourself, sincerely open your heart. Go to him just as you would speak to a friend. Ask of him what you need. Ask him for the help that you need, the things that you need him to do in you so that you can be more like him, that you can be closer to him, and he will answer your prayer. Remember that his timing is perfect. Although we want things now, remember that God works all things out for our good. I thank you for the opportunity to share. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. Amen, amen. That's right. Like what I like to say is, you know, Give it to him. Take it to the foot of the cross. He shall prevail everything for us in a righteous way. So we have to give it to him and put it to the foot of the cross. Ain't nothing that we're going to let that God can't take and make it better for us in life. You know, family and friends, that was Anne-Marie. You know, and we thank you this morning for sharing that with us this morning here on TPV Radio Network. We're going to get into the 8 steps of breaking spiritual strongholds. And the first one is breaking free. Reoccurring destructive habits that unlimitedly led to our demise, our strongholds. Spiritual warfare, mainly, main play field is in the mind, people. Thoughts and imaginations. The Bible gives us the way to stand firm in battle by being clothed in full armor of God. You have to wear the armor of God. You have to keep in that faith. That's your armor right there. Keeping in your faith, reading your Bible, picking it up. That's your way to destruct the devil. He has no room unless you give him that room. You know, the second one is know your opponent. Do you know who you're up against? Not your boss, your coworkers. It's not the person spreading gossip about you. It is not the person that stole your idea. It is the ancient enemy of humanity, Sin, the Garden of Eden. The devil was there. He was there in the beginning. He was trying to demolish things from the beginning. But the Bible reminds us that our battle is not people-based. It is spiritual. You have to identify your opponent. His strategies and tactics are to be empowered through the Holy Spirit to thwart them. So you have people, this spiritual battle that we're fighting ain't a spiritual battle that is upon us right now, but it's been there for many years. It's been there from the beginning. Accept the battle is won. You have to accept the battle is won. Jesus said our power, authority is his. So if you're in Christ, guess what? You are on the winning side. Many believers are not walking in the power of authority Christ died to give them. Let the revelation of his victory permeate your faith and cause you to operate from the winning stance. From a winning stance, you have to acknowledge, you have to be positive and accept that battle is already won. Catch up with your faith, family and friends. Catch up. Allow your faith to demonstrate in your actions. Don't just say what you believe are the righteous of God through Christ, and then when your crisis hits you, you become fuzzled. You don't know what to do. So you have to demonstrate your actions in faith, family and friends. Let your life be faith. And live like you believe the words you read in the Bible. Just don't read them and say, yeah, it's okay, Tara. You have to believe in those words that you read. Those words are the truth. It's not about memorizing them, but it's about the revelation and transformation. You have to catch up to your faith. Pick up your Bible and read. Speak and think. Your words and hearts are containers of power. They are carrying the power from the kingdom of God or the kingdom of darkness. You choose. What you choose is what you think. What you think is what you speak. If you think negative, you're going to speak negative. If you think positive, you're going to speak positive. This is one of our most powerful weapons against pulling down strongholds. What you speak, how you think. Because the Bible says out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speak, and also as the person think. Like I said, what you think is what you speak. Change your thoughts, family and friends. Change the way you think. Renew your mind. Change your words, and God's power will change your life. His will change your life. The power of His will change your life. Claim what's yours. The book shares the inheritance that God prepared for you and the rich blessings He intends for your life. It's like a gift that has your name on it, family and friends. You haven't even opened it yet. You haven't even opened that gift. These gifts live in the spiritual realm where no man can touch. Spiritual warfare and strongholds are designed to keep you from accessing your heavenly rights and keeping your spiritually bonded. So you have to claim what's yours. Claim that gift of righteousness. Pray, decree, and declare. Pray and seek God's faith. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide and direct your prayers, your words to declare. Declare, decree, and establish the authority of God's word in your life over negative spiritually influence. You know, this means those negative thoughts, feelings of jealousy, envy, or rage, you need to reject them and insert God's way on your mind of matter. You have to insert that positivity. The last one is stand and be strong. Paul tells Christians to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Don't do this alone. Stand strong in the Lord and He will fight the battles for you. Any battle that you have, He will fight for you. Walk in the Spirit and not in your own natural ability. Is His way or no way? He is the righteous. His way is the way. You have to obey and also be obedient to God. The Lord will fight it for you. Whatever you're going through, He will fight it. You are not standing alone. You need to be still. Be still, but be still in His words. Be still in His way. Those are the 8 steps of tearing down strongholds, family. Those are the 8 steps of breaking down spiritual strongholds. You know, time is upon us. I'm going to play one more short song. And then once again, you know, you're listening to TPV Radio Network. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. It's Satisfied with Jesus. You know, you have to be satisfied with Him to be satisfied with yourself. So I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to come back and close out with the Dear God of the Day. Once again, family and friends, thank you for tuning in to TPV Radio Network. You are listening to the Caribbean Pepper Pot, and I am your host, Niece, and this is Niece Touch. So we're going to listen Satisfied with Jesus, family and friends. Once again, thank you.
I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. I am satisfied with Jesus. Lord, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. Hey, yeah, yeah, you can't make me doubt Him. No, you can't make me doubt Him. Oh, you can't make me doubt Him in my heart. got the love of Jesus. And I got the love of Jesus. Oh, I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I got the love of Jesus. Hey, I got the love of Jesus. Hey, I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. Hey, yeah, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus.